What's happening around the world? It's time for another serving of News Bites.
最近国内外发生哪些大事？午餐搭配 SRT News Bites， 慢慢的一口接一口，吸收最新时事和趣闻。
Hi there, it's time for an all-new episode of News Bites. I'm Nancy Sun.
And I'm Brody Halverson.
In today's news, changing times for the next president.
And changing genders for a surprising hippo.
And in today's tasty tidbit, we've got students ready to give you a major case of the giggles.
Stay tuned for all that coming up next.
Top of Taiwan.
赖清德获选《时代》杂志百大影响力人物 President-elect makes Times 100 Most Influential People list.
Taiwan's incoming president has landed on a special list.
赖清德 is one of Time Magazine's 100 Most Influential People in the world. 美国 Time 杂志将总统当选人赖清德列为2024年百大最具影响力人物。
Time is an American news magazine. Every year, the company puts together a list. It chooses 100 people for this list. They are people that are changing the world.
The magazine thinks these are the 100 people who were the most influential that year.If someone is influential, it means they have the power to make a big difference. And Taiwan's next president, Lai Ching-te, is on the list for 2024.
An introduction is written for every person on the list. Lai's introduction was written by John Huntsman. He is a former U.S. ambassador to China and was also the governor of Utah.
美国前驻中国大使、前犹他州长 John Huntsman 写了推荐选文。
Huntsman described Lai as a public health expert who was trained at Harvard. He says Lai cares about trust and solving problems. But he says Lai is also facing a lot of pressure.
Huntsman says Lai's choices will be important, and they will change the future of democracy in Asia.
Lai Ching-te is not the only Taiwanese person to make the list. President Tsai Ing-wen was on the list in 2016 when she was first elected, and again in 2020 when she was re-elected.
Award-winning director Ang Lee was also on the list for his work in cinema. And basketball star Jeremy Lin and golfer Yanni Zen have also been on the list before.
Going global.
日本动物园公河马变女儿身。
Japan Zoo's male hippo is a female.
Genjang was just an ordinary hippo. He lives in Japan at Osaka Tennoji Zoo.
Living at the zoo, Genjang did hippo things. He swims in his pool, he eats grass, he poops.
But something was off.Something about Genjang left zookeepers scratching their heads. 12-year-old Genjang did not do some of the things that male hippos usually do.
He didn't make the special sounds that male hippos use to attract, xiyin, females.
Genjang also didn't scatter, sa, fensen, his poop. This is something that male hippos do.They poop in the water, then they spin their tail like a fan. This makes their poop fly out all over the place.
This sounds a little gross, but male hippos do this for a reason.
Their poop marks their territory, 领土, and it's also important for the environment. That poop can help plants in the water grow.But keepers at Tennoji Zoo never saw Genjang do this. 饲养员发现 Genjang 从来没有发出求偶叫声，也没有甩尾巴把排泄物喷到处，飙出地盘。What's going on here?
Genjang came to Tennoji Zoo from Mexico when he was just 5 years old. At that time, paperwork for Genjang said he was male.
Genjang 2017年从墨西哥进口的时候，
文件上说它是一只公河马。But now, zookeepers wondered if there might be a mistake, 错误。
So, they tested Genjang's DNA, and he is actually a she.
The zoo says knowing that Genjang is female is very important. They say this will help them take better care of her. And they do not want to make this mistake again.
But they say that Genjang will not be getting a name change.
The recap.
So, in today's News Bites, Lai Qingde is one of Time Magazine's 100 most influential people in the world. Lai's introduction was written by former U.S. Ambassador to China and former Governor of Utah, John Huntsman. Huntsman says Lai's choices will be important, and they will change the future of democracy in Asia.
And something about 12-year-old hippo Genjang left keepers at Tennoji Zoo scratching their heads. He did not do some of the things that male hippos usually do. They tested Genjang's DNA and found out that he is actually a she. The zoo says knowing that Genjang is female will help them take better care of her.
In today's Tasty Tidbit, where do cows go on Friday nights? They go to the movies!
And boy, oh boy, today we've got a school from Yunlin County with all the jokes. These teens from Wencheng Elementary School had us in stitches.
Here's one from 6th graders Liu Ruichan and Li Qian. You ready?
I have 12 legs.12 arms and 8 heads. What an eye.
A lion.
And here's another zinger from 6th graders Liu Yujie and Lin Pingxiu.
I only know 25 letters of the alphabet.
Why?
I don't know why.
And that's it for today's episode of News Bites.If you have a fun fact, a joke, or interesting news story you'd like to share with us, record your message and send us your tasty tidbit to newsbites@icrt.com.tw, and you might hear it at the end of an episode.
We'll see you next time for an exciting new episode of News Bites.
ICRT 与教育部国民及学前教育署下次继续和您聊新闻。ICRT App 和网站也能重复收听。
More local and international news next time on News Bites. Brought to you by the K-12 Education Administration. Find past episodes available on the ICRT website and app.